Blog Talk Radio.
The mighty things that he has done.
I am Dr. Mary Smith McCoy, the preacher of the hour. We're excited about what God is about to do today. We're always excited about the Word of God, for the Word of God brings life. The Word of God brings illumination. It brings clarity to one mind, soul, and spirit. The Word of God will cause one to be saved and delivered and to be made free. So we will take this opportunity to welcome all of our listeners to our Power broadcast. We're getting ready to go before the throne of grace. But we want you to know that you still have time to call a neighbor, call a friend. Tell them that the Hour of Power broadcast is on the air. Father, in the name of Jesus, we thank you, we praise you, we magnify your name. Lord, we just thank you for all that you have done. God, all you're going to do according to your word. We thank you, dear God, that your word is a lamp unto our feet and a light unto our pathway. God, even as we preach your word today, Lord, cause your word to go out with the power and with the anointing. God, to destroy yoke, to set the captives free. God, to heal bodies. Lord, God, those that are captive, those that are in prison. God, those, Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord God, that have the hope. Father, I ask this in the mighty name of Jesus. And this I will glorify and praise your name. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. Again, we would like to thank you for tuning in once again to the Hour of Power broadcast. Today we're going to be coming from the book of Jonah. It is in the Old Testament. And we're going to begin at that first chapter. We're going to go through the Word of God. We're going to go as far as we can today. And then we will finish up this part, this segment of Jonah on this coming Friday. But here the Word of God tells us how Jonah was commissioned, how God had sent him. He sent him in order to proclaim the word, to bring warning to a people that was wicked, a people that was living in sin. Here at this first verse of the first chapter of Jonah, it says, "Now the word of the Lord came unto Jonah, the son of the Amittite, saying, Arise, go to Nineveh, that great city, and cry against it, for their wickedness is come up before me. But Jonah arose up to flee unto Tarshish from the presence of the Lord. And he went down to Joppa. He found a ship going to Tarshish, so he paid the fare thereof and went down unto it to go with them unto Tarshish, but the presence of the Lord." Let's look at this as we go through the Word of God. Let's try to go line by line and precept by precept. We see here that the Lord had, the Word of the Lord had came to the man of God, and he was a man of God. And this man of God's name was Jonah. And it tells us who his father was, Amittai. And the Word of God came to Jonah, and the word of God came for him to arise and go to Nineveh. In other words, God was telling him to rise, to get up. You may be sitting. You may be lying down in a prone position. You may be need to be awakened, whatever. You may be kneeling. But whatever position that you are in, it's time for you to arise, to get up. And I want you, Jonah, I want you to go to the to Nineveh. And not only do I want you to go to Nineveh, I want you to go to Nineveh because Nineveh is a great city. It's a great city. And he was saying it to him that the cry against it for the wickedness had came up before God. Nineveh was a wicked city. You know, God will go with, allow people to continue in their trespasses, in their sin. And then there come a time when they don't listen, when they don't take heed to the word of God. God will send his prophet. He'll send the man of God, the woman of God, to go to a place and to warn the people. Because, you know, the word of God let us know that the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life. The word of God let us also know that that warning comes before destruction. So their sin had came up before the Lord God. And here we see in that third verse, it tells us, but Jonah rose up to flee unto Tarshish from the presence of the Lord and went down to Joppa, and he found a ship going thereof. Here, God has called him. I believe this morning that I'm talking to men and women of God. I'm talking to disobedient men and women of God, and I believe that with your heart that you love God. But yet, God has commissioned you. God has already told you to go forth. God has already commissioned you and asked you to go and to speak to his people. He already have given you that innermost heart in you, the innermost part of your soul and your spirit to go and to witness to those that are dying. They're dying because they do not have the word of God in them. And I'm not saying that physically death, but that spiritually death. They're dying because they don't know the word of God. They don't know the true God. And if they knew who he was, they would serve him. But these people are in sin. They're in transgression. They're living their wicked way. So we see that Jonah, instead of him arising and getting up, which he did, but he didn't get up to do the will of the Father. He didn't get up to let somebody know that the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life. He didn't go. He didn't get up to let them know for the word of God. Let him know that if they confess with their mouth the Lord Jesus and believe in their heart that God raised them from the dead, that they shall be saved. They didn't get up to let them know that they must repent, that they must turn away from their wicked way. But he got up to get on a ship to go the other way. See, Jonah knew that the Ninevites were sinners. He knew that these people were wicked. He knew that these people were evil. He knew that these people were transgressors. And he knew what kind of people they were because they were very wicked people. They did evil things, very, very evil things. And so Jonah really, he didn't want them to repent. He didn't really want to go and give them a warning of repentance, because in, you know, sometimes in your mentality, you already are very judgmental about a nation, about a people. You're judgmental because you know that this person continues to fornicate, to homemonger. You know that this person living in a prostitute life. You know that this person is a liar. You know that this person is a murderer. So really, you don't really want them to be saved, because if you did, that you will get up and you will rise up like God told Jonah to get up, to rise up, whatever position that he was in. Remember, if he was in that sitting position, whether he was in that throne position, but he was saying to him to get up, to get up, to to show some action, to get up, because you can't do anything really sitting down. So God called him to go, and he had a commission to go to the Ninevites and to tell them what God has given to him to speak unto these people. So here we see that he had taken, he got up, but he went, he rose up to flee unto Tarshish from the presence of the Lord. I mean, when I began to think about a man of God, a woman of God that is fleeing from the presence of the Lord, when you ought to be running to the presence of the Lord, you ought to want to be in his presence. You ought to want to be in his spirit, but because you don't want to do what God has called you to do. Why? Because sometimes we don't do what God called us to do because we are fearful and because we are afraid or because we are disobedient or because we don't have that action, because we don't have that love, because we don't see what God sees. So here, I believe that Jonah didn't see and he didn't have that compassion, the compassion that God had for these people. See, the Bible said, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him, that means that prostitute, that means that whole mother, that means that liar, that means that deceiver, that those are the people that God paid the price and that God died for. That was you. That was me. That was that person that's next door to you. That was that person that crossed town from you. That's that person that's in another city that God paid the price for, that they can have a right to the tree of life. So we find Jonah, he decided that, no, I'm not going. I'm not going. I'm going to get me a ship. I'm going to pay my fare, and I'm going to go to another place. I'm not going to do what God says. You may not say it vocally or verbally, but yet in your mind or your action, I betrayed you because you're not doing what God has called you to do. So here we find that Jonah got up and he went and he paid his fare and he decided that he was going to go somewhere else. He was going to go to Tarshish instead of doing what God had called him to do. He was going to flee from the presence of the Lord. When we ought to want the presence of the Lord, when we ought to want to be in his presence, when we ought to want to hear what God is saying to us, when we ought to want to hear the presence, what he is saying and the instruction that he has given, and just being in his presence is fullness of joy. But here, God knew this man, and God knew that, I believe that he knew that this man was going to run. God knows that some people have to be instructed, have to be dealt with. You know, sometimes we ought not to want to get in a place that God got to just to deal with us and to deal with us in a way that's going to bring us to that place in him. But whatever it takes, whatever it takes to bring us, to put us in that place with God, whatever it takes. So here we see in the Word of God that God knew that he didn't do what he was instructed to do. So here we find in that fourth verse, it says that the Lord sent out a great wind unto the sea. Now he was on the ship. And there was a mighty tempest in the sea. So that the ship that Jonah was on, was like to be broken. He wasn't on a boat, but the Word of God say he was on a ship. Sometimes people, they're a little shaky, they get on a boat, especially when they're not comfortable in water, and they weren't just sitting there in the water, but they were going to destination. And there they were in the ship. And God calls this tempest. He calls a great wind to come forth. He calls them to to be a stir, those on the ship. And Jonah, he knew that his man, the man of God, it didn't change anything because of his disobedience, because he was going to do what God had called him to call him to do, or else. But here, the word of God let us know that God sent out a great wind unto the sea, and there was a mighty tempest in the sea, so that the ship was like to be broken. Then the mariner were afraid and cried every man unto his God. He said, and cried every man unto his God, and cast forth the ware that were in the ship unto the sea to lighten it of them. This is just to throw things out of the ship, because they knew that this was not just an ordinary storm. They were in a storm, and in this storm that the men on the ship that Jonah was on, they were fearful that they were going to lose their lives. So they began to lighten it up. They began throwing the wear out. They began to try to make it a little bit more lighter. They began to throw it out into the sea to lighten it up. But Jonah was thrown down into the side of the ship, and he lay and was fast asleep. Could you imagine? Could you just imagine the mariners, the men that was on the ship, that they were trying to keep the people alive? They were trying to keep themselves alive. But here we see a disobedient prophet. He got so comfortable. Come on. Is that you this morning? Are you that prophet or that prophetess? Or are you that evangelist? Or are you that pastor or that teacher that has gotten so comfortable where you are? And that you just sleeping it out on this journey. You're just taking it easy because you don't want to be bothered. Jonah was asleep, resting peaceful. Just resting peaceful. Had he not been resting peaceful, he would have been awake and he would have been able to experience some of the things that was going on. But no, the word of God say that he wasn't just asleep, but he was fast asleep. So, in that sixth verse, the ship master came to him and said unto him, what meanest thou, O sleeper? Arise. Same thing God told him. God told him arise. God told him to get up. Get up and go to Nineveh. But no, I'm not going to Nineveh. I'm not going to go to these people that are wicked, that are skinning people's head, taking their skin off of them. I'm not going to them because they're wicked, because these are some wicked people. And within his heart, he probably want them, God, to destroy them. He didn't care. Is it our mentality today, the hour in 2012, that we don't care about people's salvation? Do we not care that they are going to make their bed in hell if we don't care about them, if we don't have the love of God to go get them out of and deliver them out of sin? No, no. You said, Dr. McCoy, well, we can't make anybody do anything. But yes, you can tell them what the word of God says. Yes, you can give them the unadulterated, uncompromising word. You can tell them what God have told you to tell them. And then when you tell a person what God has given you to tell them, then it's their responsibility to turn from their wicked way. And yes, I don't believe it's all over when you have even have gone to a person and you have given them the word of God. I believe that you ought to continue to pray for this person because you know how you were. You know, you may have been saved for 3 or 4 years. Maybe it's been 10 or 20 years, but you need to go back and you need to examine yourself and you ought to see how it was when somebody came to witness to you, to let you know that Jesus loves you and Jesus cares about you and Jesus wants you to be saved and delivered and he wants you to spend eternity with him. You know how you probably said yourself, oh, now I'm not ready for that. I'm not going to go. I don't want to live that life right now. I don't even believe in Jesus. I don't want to do that. You know, there's too many phonies. There are too many wicked people. There are too many crooked people in the church. There are people, Christians on my job. You know all these excuses that you gave, and so therefore, but there came a time when God, when those people wasn't the same person. God sent somebody else to warn you or to give you life through the word of God, to let you know that he cares, to let them know that they care. So they, God didn't leave you alone. And I believe sometimes that we lose our passion, you know, for soul winning, for getting people saved and getting people delivered and loving on them to let them know that God loved them. You know, it's so, you know, you don't do your kids, your children, you don't want them to go to hell, or do you? You have to have the love of God. You have to, Bible said, with loving kindness have I drawn you. You do it, but you give them the word of God. You let them know that God is soon to come. You let them know that the word of God says he's coming like a thief and a robber. A thief and a robber come to steal, to kill, and to destroy. But Jesus Christ came that we can have life and that we can have it more abundantly. Somebody, I dare to say that somebody needs life through the word of God. I did not say that there are millions and millions of people that need life through the word of God. They need to know Jesus Christ. And here we find a man of God is running from his call, running from his commission to go and to warn the people. So here the shipmaster came to him and said unto him, what meanest thou, O sleeper? Arise. Arise and call upon your God. Call upon thy God. If so be that God would think upon us, that we perish not. And they said, everyone to his fellow, come, let us cast lots. They have did everything that they could do. Everything that they have thought to do. And they went to Jonah. They told him to get up, to rise up. And they already, they knew that they were, their lives. Their lives was on the line. So they threw everything they could throw off in order to lighten the load. And then here the word of God tells us that he says, and in that seventh verse, and they said everyone to his fellow, come, let us cast lots, that we may know for whose cause this evil is upon us. So they cast lots, and guess where the lot fell at? The lot fell upon Jonah. The lot. They cast the lot. The lot fell upon Jonah. Then said they unto him, tell us, we pray thee, of whose cause this evil has come upon us. What is that other thing? See, they didn't ask him all of that before because they could have learned, they could have gone, and they could have looked if they had the info, if they cared, who was all they wanted to fare before. But when he got upon the ship,
when he paid his fare, all they want is his fare. And now they going to look for, because this man is causing us a lot of problems here. This man, we done cast this lot, and the lot done fell on him. So let me know. I need to know some more about you. Here. We then said they unto him, tell us, we pray thee, for whose cause the evil is upon us. What is thy occupation? And whence comest thou? What is thy country? And of what people art thou? And he said unto them, I am a Hebrew, and I fear the Lord, the God of heaven, which has made the sea and the dry land. Then were the men exceedingly afraid, because they were listening what Jonah was saying. And said unto him, why hast thou done this? For the men knew that he fled from the presence of the Lord, because he told them. And they knew, they feared, because they knew that he was a godly man. He was supposed to have been a godly man, but yet he was fleeing from the presence of the Lord. Don't you know that you put other people's lives in jeopardy when you know the word of God and you are disobedient to God? Don't you know God is going to go after you? Don't you know God is not going to let you stay in that same place of same disobedient spirit that you are in? Don't you know God is not going to let you get away with some of the things that you have been doing, or the things that you have made up your mind that you're not going to do? So here, they found out that there was more afraid when they found out that Jonah was fleeing from the presence of the Lord, because he had told them that he was. And then said they unto him, this is the question, what shall we do unto thee that the sea may be calm? We heard what you said. We heard what you said. But what can we do? I know that you're running from the presence of the Lord. I know you're fleeing from him. But what can we do that the sea may be calm unto us? For the sea rocked and was temperate. And he said unto them, come on. He said unto them, because he knew he was the problem. He knew that he was the problem. So here's Jonah said. This is what he said. This is what he said. Now, somebody else wouldn't have did this. They didn't let the people probably drown or the kid continually to help problem. But this is what Jonah said. Jonah said, take me up and cast me forth unto the sea. So shall the sea be calm unto you. For I know that for my sake this great tempest is come upon you. Nevertheless, the men rose. They didn't want to do it. They had passion for this man. They that they was only a passenger. But they had enough of the goodness in their heart to not to want to throw the man over, because that's what Jonah told them, that the only way that you're the sea going to be calm, for you to throw me overboard. You ever heard them say, man overboard? That sometimes they fall over accidentally. But he was telling them to throw him over into the sea, to cast him forth into the sea. Nevertheless, the men rowed harder to bring it to land, but they could not, for the sea rock was temperate against them. Therefore, they cried unto the Lord. Come on, I just love it. I just love it. Because these men, they tried to do everything that they could. And it's not that they knew this man for any period of time. They didn't even know him, but they knew that he was a man of the Lord, a man of God. And they tried to, even after he had told them what it's going to take, they tried and they tried to keep him throwing Jonah overboard, but cast him overboard. Then they cried. Therefore they cried unto the Lord and said, we beseech thee, O Lord, we beseech thee, let us not perish for this man's life, and lay not upon us innocent blood. But thou, O Lord, thou hast done as it pleased thee. So they took up Jonah. They took up a man of God. They took up a man that was running from God. They took up a man that was running by the presence of God. They took up a man that was disobedient to God. They took up a man that didn't care about a great city that was in sin and transgression. They took him up and cast him forth into the sea, and the sea ceased from her raging. Come on. That let you know that it was a plan of God. All the time that Jonah was on this ship, that the ship, the waves began to rage. The sea was not calm. But when they threw him aboard, when they cast him over, out of the ship, the sea began, it quit raging, and the sea ceased from it raging. Then the men feared the Lord exceedingly and offered a sacrifice unto the Lord and made vow. Now the Lord had prepared. Listen to this. Now the Lord had prepared a great fish to swallow up Jonah. And Jonah was in the belly of a fish 3 days and 3 nights. God, look at the love of God. Look at the passion of God. He was going to get his man. But yet, he didn't let Jonah die. Usually, if a man gets cast overboard and there's nothing there to save him, another boat, another ship, or somebody going to swim to get him, that person going to die. But yes, God had something there for Jonah. He had a fish that swallowed Jonah up. Can you imagine a man being swallowed up by a fish? And the word of God says that Jonah was in the belly of that fish. And he wasn't in there for one day and one night. He wasn't in there for 2 days and two nights. But the word of God says that he was in there for 3 nights. God, I'm going to let you think about this thing. I'm going to let you come to your senses. I'm going to let you think about the God that you serve. I want you to think about the things that you've done. You need some time to think. Sometimes we need some time to think about things that we're so busy running away from, so busy entangled with other things that we don't care about other people. We're so doing our own thing that we've forgotten about there are other people that need to be saved. So this is the way that God dealt with a man of God. He wouldn't listen. He ran from his presence, and God had to deal with him in this manner. We're going to continue our study of Jonah. We're going to go for it on this coming Friday. We want you all to tune in at the same time that you can hear from the Most High God. Somebody out there today need to stop running. You are running from God. You are disobedient
prophet. You are disobedient, prophetess. You are disobedient in your call to God. So here we're saying to you this day, to turn to God, to be obedient to God, because there are souls that need to be saved. There are lives that need to be changed. We're getting ready to go before the Most High God. Our Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord, thank you, God, for letting us once again preach the unadulterated, uncompromising word. Thank you, God, for showing us your prophet, showing us the man of God and his endeavor not to do what you have called him to do. Because, God, you're letting us see through the eyes of joy. You're letting us see as even as he was disobedient to you. Lord, there are many apostles, prophets, evangelists, pastors, teachers, laymen, people of God that are running from you. But God, you want them to run to the presence of you. So, Father, I ask you, God, to do it even now. Our Father, in the name of Jesus, we just thank you right now. We praise you, God, even as we had begun to pray. We thank you, Lord God, for this day. Lord, touch the hearts and the minds of the people, God, that you have called, that you have appointed, God, to do a commission, God, to go forth to you. Lord, God, remind them of the call. Remind them, God, what you have told them. Thank you, Father, for giving them another opportunity and to tell others, God, about you. I ask you, Jesus, God, that they make a turnaround. I pray, God, that they give their lives, God, unto you. God, that you can be fully committed, God, unto you, to your will and to your ways. Father God, many out there that are listening today that are not saved. And God, I pray, God, even now that you would touch them. And God, that you, God, even as the love, Father, that you have for the Ninevites, and the people, because it wasn't just the city, it was the people that was in the city, you know, that was committed transgressions and sin. And God, I thank you, Lord God, that even as you loved them so much, Lord God, let the people know today that you love them so much, that you want them to be saved. Lord, again, you said, if they confess with their mouth, oh Lord Jesus, believe in their heart, that God raised them from the dead, he said that they shall be saved. Father, give them that earnest love for you. Lord, let them worship you. Lord, let them adore you, Father. Let them, Father, know you as the Lord. Let them know you, God, as the Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the end, the first and the last, the true and the living God. For this, God, we thank you and we praise thy name. And Father, God, even those that are sick have been permitted in their body. Word of healing right now. God, heal mind, body, soul, and spirit. Realizing that you're able to do exceedingly abundantly above all that we ask or say. And this we pray in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. You are listening to the Hour of Power broadcast coming live from the bold and beautiful city of Jacksonville, Florida. This McCoy, the preacher of the hour, please come and join us on this coming Friday at this same time. God bless you, and may the blessing of God be with you now and forever.